So let's read beginning Matthew chapter 14, verse 13 to 21. Now when Jesus heard about John, he withdrew from there in a boat to a secret place by himself. And when the people heard of this, they followed him on foot from the cities. When he went ashore, he saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This place is desolate, and the hour is already late. So send the crowd away, that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." They said to him, "We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish." And he said, "Bring them here to me." Ordering the people to sit down on the grass, he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And looking up toward heaven, he blessed the food, and breaking the loaves, he gave them to disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds, and they all ate and were satisfied. They picked up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 full baskets. There were about 5,000 men who ate beside women and children. Bless the reading of the word of God. Now, this is a great event, miracle, took place on that time. Now, prior to this Matthew chapter 14, we will try to look on the context before this great miracle happened. After we started on in Matthew chapter 13, wherein the Lord Jesus Christ just finished a series of teaching of parables in chapter 13. And then after he finishes teaching the parables to the crowds, he went back to his city or the Syria country, Nazareth. And then in Nazareth, he just done some few signs and wonders and miracles, because the Lord Jesus said in Mark chapter 6 is that a prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives and in own house. So he done only a little miracles because of the unbelief of the people, because they knew the Lord Jesus that he grew up in that country, and they said in themselves, "Oh, this is just a son of carpenter. Why? Where did he get those knowledge and wisdom?" So because of their unbelief, the Lord Jesus only done a little miracle. Instead, in Mark chapter 6, he sent forth his 12 disciples to go house to house and to preach the gospel instead of the Lord Jesus going there. So you can see, because of they are not accepting the Lord Jesus Christ, he sent forth his 12 disciples instead to go house to house and preach the gospel. Now, in that time, while they are still in Nazareth, the news came to him that John the Baptist had been beheaded by King Herod. So, hearing that news, and then the Lord Jesus Christ went alone. Now that's come from chapter 14, and the boat and secluded places by himself. Now he is on that boat and then traveling across the Galilee, Sea of Galilee, and then we read it when they heard that, they follow on foot. When the Lord Jesus Christ, where the Lord Jesus Christ is located, which is we heard it, and then we read it, and then we see that even on the time that the Lord Jesus Christ is grieving of what happened to his best friend, John the Beloved, and at the same time, he is still there, make himself available, healing them sick, healing their sick, because he has compassion in them, healing the sick and preaching the good news in them. And then we pick up on that context that the day is getting late, and then you can see the concern of the disciples that it's getting late. The concern is they don't have enough food to feed this crowds. And we know that even, that's why I'm jumping from the four gospels, because this miracles is written in four gospels. No? Each one has a distinct messages which is appropriate to whom or the audience intended. So the concern of the disciples is, okay, the place is a desolate place, and it is near Passover, meaning when it is near Passover, they cannot do or works because they need to rest, and there's no some heavy works that they need to do in the Passover. And it is a large crowd. And even when the disciples told the Lord Jesus Christ to send out the people, but the Lord Jesus has compassion with them because they're just like a sheep without a shepherd. You give them, during the dinner time, you said in Matthew 14:15, like even the disciples said that send the crowd, for we have only small something to eat. In Matthew 6:36, the disciples said, asking Jesus, send them away. But the Lord Jesus said, you give them something to eat. In Luke 9:12 said, send the crowd. That is, the disciples said, and the Lord Jesus said again, send them, give them something to eat. And in John chapter 6 said to Philip said, the Lord Jesus asked Philip said, where are you? Philip said, where are we to buy bread so that this may eat, or the crowd may eat? This he was saying to test him. Jesus said to Philip, to test Philip. Now they know that the only food available, to feed the large crowd of 5,000 men and plus women and children. In Matthew, they said it is a 5 loaves, and we have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is their answer. In Mark 5 said, he said to them, how many loaves do you have? Go look. And when they found it, they said 5 and 2 fishes. And Luke 5 loaves, and Luke chapter 5 said, loaves and 2 fish. We have no more than 5 loaves and 2 fish. And in John, we can see that the 5 loaves and 2 fishes is coming from a small boy. That's why he said, lad here who was a boy, 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. So this is the only food that is, the disciples are reporting, and they knew that they have only this kind of food. This very small, they said, only, it's not much more. Even in our own eye, the 5 loaves and 2 fish, it cannot feed the 5,000 men plus children and women. Now, the message to the body, or you have something, we have something this morning that is a great value than many of us may think that we have. Something of such great value that we could not only change our life, but can change the life of others, even the world. Many of us don't realize what we have yet, that we are going to discover and learn today by the grace of the Lord. What was it that Jesus said? He said to this disciple, these men are supposed to be men of God. You feed them, the Lord Jesus said. This is the essence. They answered, this is all we have, Lord. Not very much or enough. This is only 5 bread and 2 fishes. How can this provision, 5 bread and 2 fishes, can feed the 5,000, more than 5,000. Church, we have the power within us that God has given to us that can change the world. Our little, or is not much, is much and enough and more than in the eyes of God. What would happen if the disciples took those 5 loaves and 2 fishes and blessed them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he started to feed the multitude with the little they have? The Lord Jesus said, feed them. It is the God who provided. It is the God who made the miracles. It is the God, the God that you know, in the signs and wonders that told them to go and feed them. If they only listen and believe and have faith, that I do believe and I think that miracle will take place, not because of their own strength, but because the Lord Jesus said so. And there is power, and there is in the word of the Lord, they have with them the Son of God, the most powerful God that can do miracle. And I do believe that it will happen when they obey and believe. Jesus knew they had the power to do it because he knew it was given to them by God. Didn't Jesus tell them themselves? He told them, you give something, give them something to eat. He knew they have the power, not of themselves, but the Holy Spirit of God, creation of the Jehovah Jireh, the God that supply their needs. But they have a little is not enough mentality. They have a little is not enough mentality. In other words, they didn't think that they could do it. And now we may think that they didn't know to even think in that paradigm of thinking that may or may not be true, but we know better than that because we've got the 2020 hindsight and foresight of the scriptures. Amen? So many Christians sit with a little enough mentality. They're not doing because they've been convinced either by the enemy or by ourselves. They're not capable of doing great things in and for God. But church, I want to tell you that that's just not true. For Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 12 to 14, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I will do also, the works that I do, he will do also. Greater works than this he will do because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father he may glorify in the Son, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. He is with us, in us, and through us. Every single one of us, every single one of you who love him and believe in him, God is in us. And in Romans 8:28 says, we are called according to his purpose. There is a purpose that we are calling each one of us, every single one of us this morning who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, are called to his purpose. Amen. Now let's look at our text again. Something powerful for us in this. Then Jesus said something profound, I think, we lost in the storyline. He said to them in verse 18, bring your little to me. Bring your two fish and five loaves. This is what the command of the Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples. Church, if we don't bring our little to him to use, we'll never know the full power of what he has given us. It takes faith to step out for God, and it takes faith to step out to God as well. Let me repeat that. If we don't bring a little to him to use, we'll never know the full power of what he has given us. It takes faith to step out for God, and it takes faith to step out to God as well. Matthew 17, verse 20 said, Jesus said, says of faith, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. Imagine, church, the size of a mustard seed. It's so small. You know, the first time I saw that mustard seed, it's even, you know, it's something that's like the size of a sand, of a sand in the seashore, it's very small. If you are looking from 1 meter away or even half a meter away, you will not recognize the size of the mustard seed. But the Lord Jesus Christ, that small mustard seed can move mountains. Our measure is great enough to do all things through Christ Jesus. But if we are convinced, just like the disciples were when they said, we only have, or it's not enough. Listen to him when he say to us, bring them to me. Bring that little to me. Bring that what you see, what you perceive, what you understand is little to me. The Lord Jesus said, bring them to me. Now, question is, how much is your little? Proverbs 16 verse 8 says, better is little with righteousness than much without right. Better is little with righteousness than much without right. What does that say to us? Little is enough. It's more than enough. It's more than we realize. Our little, if we bring it to him, is powerful. In the sight of the Almighty God, who can take the 5 loaves and 2 fishes and feed the 5,000 men, plus women and children with 12 baskets full of leftover, that little God can use it into a powerful things, of powerful instrument to glorify the name of the Lord. Think about the poor widow who gave her all. Jesus said she gave more than the others who gave much more money than she did. But because she gave her all, Jesus said she gave more than they did. Because she gave it all. That is in Mark chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. The Lord are not requiring something to have more before we give it or bring it to him. Whatever we have right now, even in our measure that is so little, so the Lord Jesus says, bring them to me. Now, how powerful is your little? Our little, the little that we have, the thing that we have in Mark 11, 23, no, it can move mountain. Our little in the hands of God can do miraculous wonders. Mark 11, 23 says, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast out into the sea, and does not doubt in the heart, but believe that those things he says will be done, he will have whatsoever he says. This is what the word of the Lord Jesus himself. It can move mountain, even the little that we know, we perceive that we have, if we give it to the hands of our Almighty God. Philippians 4:13 said that I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Bear in mind that it's not our own strength. It is the strength of Christ that is in us that we can do all things. Just given the context of this, Philippians 4:13 is that through all the experiences of Paul, beating, persecutions, in his missions, God is with him and God is guiding him and strengthening him. That's why he now say these things in Philippians 4. This word of encouragement says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. In Romans 4:17, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, God can bring life into death. Imagine the power of the Lord, power of God that is in us, that how much more, even that little things that we have, when we give it to God, He can use that so powerfully to change life and even change the people around us, even change the world. Amen? He can change the world even of those little things that we have when we bring it to Him. Now, what is that little thing? That little thing is your faith. That leading to little thing is our faith. The little thing is like just a mustard seed. But remember that, yeah, that our faith is tied in our tongue. Romans 12:3, God has dealt to each one measure of faith. A measure indicates it would seem small, but never does anything in a small way when it's to bless His children. The measure when we put in the hands of God, when legs are put on it and action is married to it, there is nothing that cannot be accomplished. When it comes to the blessing, God blessing His children, He is not working, He's not in a small way, it's not a little. When God bless His children, there's no little in the eyes of God, and there's no big enough in the eyes of God. Amen. There's a vast and so great when it comes in the eyes of the Lord. There's no little in the eyes of God. Now in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, there is we say previously that our faith is tied in our tongue. So in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, there is a life in death in the power of tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits. That is why the disciples is continually confessing, oh, we have only little. This is not enough, Lord. Five bread, two fishes. Oh, Lord, it's not enough. They keep on confessing it. But the confession is not working, because faith is the one is working, that if they believe it, what the Lord said that feed them, then I believe that it will come to pass, because this is the word of God has been given to them. And James 3:8 says, the tongue is unruly and full of poison. So then how can we use it? It is tamed by the power of the Holy Spirit within us. And we have to practice taming of the tongue, you know, by the power of the Holy Spirit in our life, and take control of the tongue that can bring life or death in its fruit. And in James said in James 2:20, without works, faith without works is dead. We know that faith is a verb. Faith is always coupled with action. Amen? Faith is always coupled with action. That's why the Lord says that, Apostle Paul said that, show me your faith without works, and I will show you my faith with my works. Amen? So faith, that little faith that we know that we have, just like a seed of mustard seed, if we comfort it with action, amen, that brings miracles and so powerful in Christ Jesus. Matthew 17:20 says, the faith can be as small as a mustard seed, but powerful enough to move mountains. But we have to bring it to Him and bring it to Jesus. Amen. Today, as we ask Marcus to prepare for the worship, today, hearing this word that many of us probably listening right now, that, oh, I have only this kind of talent. I cannot evangelize, because I can only have a little a verse memorized in the Bible. I only know John 3:16. That is my favorite verse. Church, John 3:16 is so powerful. In you measure that you have only a little faith in your heart, give it to God. Give it to the Lord Jesus, and He will make that little so powerful to be a testimony to bring people to change life. If you say, oh, I have only this kind of amount of money, how can I share it? This blessing, how can I share it, church? Remember the poor widow. He gave it in with all of his heart. Give it with all of his heart what she had. And the Lord acknowledged it. And she said, she bring more than the others who bring, give more money on the treasury. So church today, whatever you have, do you think that you have nothing to give? Do you think that you don't have enough? Or do you think that you only have little? Or do you want to do something for God? Do you want to be used of Him? Bring gift to God, that little in your heart, in your life today, and be used by God so powerfully. Have faith in your heart that God can use you to have today. Just bring it to Him. Nothing is too little with the Lord. You can learn that little that you think when you give Him to me, to Him, be powerful. Miracle can change life. To you, to your family, to your friends, your office mate, even
face in every sunrise, the colors of the morning are inside your eyes. The world awakens in the light of the day. I look up to the sky and say, you're beautiful. And galaxies are bright. We are amazed in the light of the stars. It's all proclaiming who you are. You're beautiful. Oh, 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 oh. I see you hanging on a tree. You bled and then you died and then you rose again for me. Now you are sitting on your heavenly throne. Soon we will be coming home. You're beautiful. Death is just a memory, and tears are no more. We'll enter in as the wedding bells ring. Your bride will come together, and we'll sing your beautiful. I see your face in every sunrise. The colors of morning are inside your eyes. The world awakens in the light of the day. I look up to the sky and say, you're beautiful.
God, you are so beautiful, Lord God. You are so wonderful and so magnificent, oh God. That you make all things beautiful, Lord God, in your time, Lord God. Your time, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this word, Lord God, as even Lord God, as we come today. And we lift up prayers, oh Father God, that sometimes, Lord God, we even think, Lord God, that, oh, it is a prayer. What can I do? What can I me little of in me that this my prayer can do? Said God, that little can move mountain. So as we come by faith in prayer today, Lord God, we thank you, oh God, for your using, Lord God, this little faith that we have to move mountains, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. So let's lift up those who are battling cancer, those who are also in chemo radiation therapy and surgery, that we are praying that God will move this mountain of sickness in the name of Jesus today, that this list will be, you know, lesson will be praying that no more will be listing on those categories in Jesus' name. I pray. Every sicknesses, Lord God. There's nothing impossible to you. There is nothing that's hard, Lord God, in you, Lord God. All things is possible, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for your love. Thank you, Lord God, for your peace upon them. Thank you for that living hope that arise, oh God, in their heart, believing, God, that you can move that mountain of sickness, that the man that thought that is immovable, but you can move, you can remove, Lord God, those sicknesses. Let's continue to pray for our brothers and sisters, and in there, even their relatives who are experiencing and needed salvation, that the Lord will continue to move and see and turning this circumstances that they have into good in their life, that they may really believe and receive not only physical healing, but spiritual healing. Let us pray. You are working in concern not only ours, just in the spirit. So we pray for a little boy, send us in the spirit. We will bow down in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as we continue to lift up, Lord God, and lay at your feet, for you are greater and most powerful. I pray, Father God, in these circumstances that they have, you bring miracle in their life, Lord God. You bring healing, and at the same time, Lord, your salvation, Lord God, in their life, Lord. I pray, Father God, for this turning, Lord God, that hearts, and when your word declare and be heard in their ears, Father God, inner man will alive, oh Lord. The inner man within them will alive, oh Lord. And will witness that the word is true, the word, your word is powerful. Let's lift up also our brothers and sisters and their relatives who are experiencing infirmities. Amen. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, all those who, Lord God, live with us. But that not even small particle or sign of those sickness will reoccur as we, Lord Jesus, rebuke and bring healing on those infirmities in their body. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your miracles. Thank you, Lord God, for testimonies of healing that will come upon them. Thank you, Lord, the full restoration of their body, their strength, Father God, in Jesus. You are the creator, oh Lord God, of our body, Lord God, and you can, Lord God, restore and realign once again in the original design that you have made, Father God, in our body, moving every infirmity. Hallelujah. And let's lift up our brethren who are looking for jobs. And let's pray for the Lord to open up doors for them. And even in this time, that continue, Lord, to have patience and worshiping God and thanking God that the Lord is have something in store. And God is a perfect, God is a God of perfect timing. And so let's lift up our brethren. Yes, Lord God, you are so faithful. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change. You are faithful yesterday, you are faithful today, and you are always faithful forever. You promise, you do. You are not just a promise keeper, but you are a promise doer, Lord. I pray, Father God, for brethren, Lord, that in the waiting, God, they have that continued thankful in their heart, Lord. I pray for you, please, Lord God, pray for you. Provision, oh Lord God, even in this time of all. You are God, Jehovah, Jireh, oh Lord God, our provider. Lord God, whatever, Lord God, how many fish or bread they have, I thank you, Father God, for multiplying it, oh Lord. Thank you for opening, Lord God, doors, Lord God, the doors, Lord God, of opportunity for them, Lord God. Time and time again, Lord God, you have been so many testimony of your faithfulness, Lord God, those who are looking, John, and I am one of them, Lord God. I am, Lord God, thankful, and you are same God that gave, Lord God, work for me, the same God that will give work for them also. We need to pray for our mission focus today. So let's lift up North Korea, that God will going to open doors for the ministry. And when God opens doors for ministry, He's also going to prepare His worker and equip His workers in North Korea. Praying for missional opportunities, partnership in Asia, and persecuted church in the Middle East. Yes, pray God. Lord, heavens and earth, You own them, O Lord God. Yes, I pray, Father God, that Lord, Lord Korea, Lord God, cover me. Let Your hands lay upon, Lord God, that nation. Lord, the move of the gospel, the truth of Your word, God, will go to every, Lord God, in that nation, Father God. Open wide, Lord God, that door. Lord, thank You, Lord God. Thank You, God, for opening wide, Lord God, the door of that nation, Lord God, for the proclamation, the gospel, Lord God, truth and salvation. In the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up, Lord God, opportunity, Lord God, mission opportunity and partnership in Asia, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God, for the opportunity and the blessing, Lord God, that Your church and Your home called, Lord God, that Lord God, we may be able to reach out, Lord God, and connect, oh Lord God, to those really in need, oh Lord God, to reach out, Lord God, in Asia, Lord God. Thank You, oh God, for You are the one who's going to bring all those, Lord God, churches and places, Father God, in Asia, to our church, Father God, to glorify Your name. And reaching out and helping, Lord, the brethren, oh Lord, in those areas. Also, Lord God, we live upon persecuted churches. Lord, we pray for Your strength. Pray for Your covering with the blood of Jesus. Pray for the strength. Pray for the extraordinary, oh Lord God, power, anointing, oh Lord God, signs and wonders, oh God. Thank You, oh Lord God, for even, oh Lord God, losing, Lord God, if there is any, Lord God, that is in prison, thank You, God, for freeing them, just like what You have done, oh Lord God, the apostle, for freeing them in the prisons, oh Father God. You are powerful, God. I pray, Father God, that give them peace in their heart, oh Lord God, that, Lord God, let that faith continue to arise in their heart, oh Lord God. Lift up the SLW, July 7, 11 and September 16, the SPLI, Transform, the Migrant Workers Outreach, Sunday's Worship, Hospitality, SPU, Spin and Spill Service, Activities, All Meetings, and even let's lift up also the Men's Ministry today. We start the online activities and lifting up also that the Y1, is God are using them to be share and to impart the wisdom and knowledge they the Lord gave to them. So let's give them. Let me thank You, Lord God. Space or in gatherings, Lord God, wherever we are, Lord God, You are there. You are omnipresent, God. And it's our prayer, Holy Spirit, to be with us, Lord God, in sharing, Lord God, in teaching, oh Lord God, in preaching, oh Lord God, even in receiving, God, prepare every heart. Lord God, lead us in all the teachers, Lord God, and all the coordinators, Father God. I pray, Holy Spirit, for Your mighty anointing to move, Lord God, to lead us, oh Lord God, in every activities, Lord God, and even, Lord God, in every congregation, every members, Father God, You have called, Lord God, in this church. We pray, Father God, that they may continue safe, Lord God, continue, Lord, to be covered by the blood of Jesus. oh Lord, that they continue, oh Lord God, to feed, Lord God, and nourish their spirit, oh Lord God, by receiving, by reading, oh Lord God, listening, oh Lord God, your word, oh Lord God. And thank you for bringing forth growth, Lord God, bringing forth increase of growth spiritually, oh Lord God. Lord God, in all these outreaches and meetings, Father God, because we know, Lord God, that every time you lift up your name, oh Lord God, that only that you will draw all men unto us, Lord God. You will draw all men unto you, oh Lord Jesus. But Lord God, signs and wonders, because you are the one who's going to bring it. Jesus. So let's lift up Hong Kong, our city. That, yes, that, finally, the city and even the whole world. Yeah, it's a big request, but no, God is bigger than anything. So let's live on. Let's live our in the nation for the peace. Let's live up on this nation for the unity and the government. Let's live up the nation for continuous healing of those who are infected with this COVID-19. Let's lift up all the staff in the health sectors, hospital, care center, that the Lord will continue to give them strength and will overflow that His love in those every staff, that you know that not only physical and that they're going to administer, but sharing the love the Lord Jesus, our Father God, all the patients, praying that, you know, that healing may come, protection to those illness, and protection to those who are in health. Let us pray. This virus forever in Jesus' name. I pray, Father God, your hands move, oh Lord God, even Lord God, in the government, in the legislature, even our Lord God, to every second. So I pray for your hands move, oh Lord God, in every part, oh Lord God, of this government. To flood every city, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Salvation, Lord God, in Hong Kong. Pray, Father God, to raise, right, raise up, Lord God, all and awaken all, Lord God, the believer, true believer of Christ, to be the light and salt in every office establishment. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you for this city to you. Us here, Lord God. And we continue to bless this nation, this country, Father, in the name of Jesus. Spirit, all the prayers that we lift up today, Lord. We have faith, Father God. We believe in you, Lord God. Even just a mustard seed of faith in our heart, Lord, we believe, God, that you will do signs and wonders, God, that you can, oh Lord God, you are able, oh Lord God, to bring into accomplishment, Lord God, or answering the prayers that we lift up to you, Lord God, for you are an answering God, Lord. You said in your word, oh God, in John 16:24, God, that until now you have not asked anything for in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete, Lord. Yes, God, it is your joy, God, to bring forth answer of prayer, Lord God, in all the prayers that we are lifting up to you right now, Lord. Thank you, Father God, today. Thank you for your word, Lord God. And I pray, Father God, that let the truth of your word, God, that, Lord God, that whatever we have, Lord God, that if we bring it to you, Lord, by faith, Lord God, you will do something great and powerful and signs and wonders, God, because you are the one who's doing it, Lord God, for us. We bless you, we honor you, we glorify you, Lord God, we give you praise, O Lord, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.